Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kwaku Anyidoho, says the Media Foundation for West Africa second rating of the party in terms of political parties that use indecent language is evidence that the NDC communicators focus on issues-based discussions. He said NDC communicators have been trained not to be swayed by those parties that try to abuse them on radio for them to respond in kind. He said the party has sanctions for those who use foul language on radio.
We will not say that we are infallible, and we'll continue to work hard to ensure that keep the political landscape decent in terms of our discourse and our narrative. But thank God that the research, I'm not too sure how it was conducted, but still the MPP range high when it comes to indecent language. We're going to do a lot of orientation, a lot of education to maintain party discipline. The party shall remain supreme. No individual shall be above the party. And so we have taken serious steps to make sure that we provide solid legs for the party to stand on. Indeed, we'll continue to give our party persons training. And so we will take whatever criticisms that come in good faith. But at least the good thing is that the MPP is leading the pack and would have wished that the Media Foundation consistently will come out with whatever research reports they have and let Ghanaians know which party is ahead when it comes to using abusive language. We've had political parties, we've had MPs, we've had flag bearers, we've had senior members of the MPP speaking very derogatory language, trying to create tribal conflict, ethnic conflict. And so we will continue to work to educate our people. So we take their criticism or their research findings in good faith, in spite of the fact that we don't know the basis for it. But at least we are not ahead. Party discipline shall not be compromised to the extent that people say things that are in contravention with the dictates and the ethos. Party's acceptable mode of conduct, why not? We shall act.